Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Praise be to God. Then you can call in your prayer requests
at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. For I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old, and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you for your only begotten Son who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. And Father God, I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. Father God, I pray for those that are lost, that are facing trials and tribulations, receive deliverance. Father God, I pray for those that are lost in darkness, receive the light of your salvation. Oh, Father God, we thank you for supplying our every need. And Father God, all these blessings, we ask and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Yeah. And sometimes we don't treat everybody like you want to be treated. Yep, there will be times when your efforts will be defeated. I know sometimes you're heavy laden burdened. Can't find a friend, can't stop your heart from hurting. Searching deep within, where did it all go wrong? And you need a savior to give you the strength to go on. Hold on,
hold on
to the hem,
of
his garment.
All you need is a little faith to receive his saving grace.
Hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Heard a story about a woman who had an issue of blood. 12 long years she was flowing like a flood. Even the doctor had given up on hope. But she heard about a man called Jesus who could perform miracles. So she started crawling through the crowd on her hands and knees. She caught on to his garment. Then he said, somebody touch me. Jesus could feel the healing start to flow. Then he looked at this woman and said, your faith has made you whole. All you need is a little faith to receive a saving grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment. Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Oh yes. All you gotta do is hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
It doesn't matter what you're going through. No, 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 no. You just reach out and hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Make a way for you. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Don't let Jesus go. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Strong and mighty he will show. All you gotta do is hold on to Jesus.
Hold on,
yeah,
to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on,
oh, yes,
to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh, yes, he is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Whoa.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Lord, have mercy.
Hold on.
Hallelujah.
To the hem of
is this that speaks of wisdom? You said, brace yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glorious love is more than enough.
More than enough.
What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glory. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have
amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Do Not Expect. Sounds very intriguing. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from, oh my, you got to pair the watch. Okay, so I apologize for the interruption. Okay. And again, the scripture reading for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. And it says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Amen. So anybody did you wrong, please forgive them. Praise God. My second scripture reading is coming from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. And it says, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. To God be the glory. My third scripture reading is coming from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. And it says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And my fourth scripture reading for this message is coming from Romans 5 and 5. And it says, and hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Praise be to our Father God. And may the Lord bless the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, the title is Do Not Expect to Be Treated Fairly in This Life. People will say and do hurtful things to you, things that you don't deserve. When someone mistreats you, try to view it as an opportunity to grow in grace. Amen? See how quickly you can forgive the one who has wounded you. Don't be concerned about setting the record straight. Instead of obsessing about other people's opinions of you, keep your focus on me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ultimately, it is my view of you that counts. No other but the views of Jesus Christ. Amen. As you concentrate on relating to me, remember that I have clothed you in my righteousness and holiness. I see you attire in these radiant garments, which I bought for you with my blood. This is also, it's not fair. It is pure gift. When others treat you unfairly, remember that my ways with you are much better than fair. My ways are peace and love, which I have poured out unto your heart by my spirit. I don't know about you, but this is a blessing to my soul to hear the words of the Lord spoken. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing unto you, as it was on to me. And again, You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. About Everything, Get It Back by Norma Crosby. Cross. Amen. I hope you enjoy this selection.
I've got it, it's everything for me. It's mine, it's mine.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All right.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
I'm not
put a song on. Take your seat, it's not on yet. Oh,
okay. Praise God, mighty God of Israel. Let us pray. God of my praise, you are my strength and my song. I exhort you because you have become my salvation. I give you praise because you are the one true God. Who is like you among the gods? Who is like you in all of the earth? Who is majestic in holiness, awesome in praise, and continue working wonders? Only you, Elohim, Tehillah, which means God of my praise. Amen. You are deserving of my praise and my salvation. Great are you, God, and greatly to be praised. You are to be feared above all else. I cry out to you, the glory due your name, and come before you in humble prayer to worship you, God of my praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting. So, won't you open up your heart and let Jesus come in? Praise God.
Hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. Everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you'll make it through. You tried and you tried so hard to be a good neighbor. They took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor.
Let his goodness win.
Bible says in Matthew 22, verse 37 through 40, says, you should love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And second, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you don't have to look far to find your neighbor, because right here in church, someone is hurting. All you have to do is throw your arms around them and open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
Up your heart and let Jesus come in. Now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So let us all welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Trying to do awesome, but I'm still here.
Still here? Where? You reach?
No. No, I'm saying I'm still here, like still alive.
Oh, yes. Praise be to God.
I tell you, what a time then. But that's a testimony moment, and it's not for now.
Amen.
I got to turn this thing on because I'm kind of hot. I tell you the truth. God got me. He always gets me, but he got me again. I told y'all I can never, ever, ever preach a word that I haven't tasted yet.
Mm.
Wow. Some people don't believe that, but that's the truth.
That's true.
If you are that kind of person that you're listening for God's voice, then you are going to taste the bread before you serve it, always. My goodness, God, that is good.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Thank you, God.
Come on, man. Look, and you ain't even preaching.
I almost jumped right into it, but that was good.
Yes, Lord.
My goodness. We have an awesome, awesome word. But before I get into that word, let me just open in prayer. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for all that you've done, yes, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God. I am so, God, so glad that you are forgiving, merciful, loving God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would we be without you, God? Yeah. Now, Father God, as I step away from the table and begin to serve this meal, oh God, yeah, I want you to know I have tasted it.
Mm. Yeah.
Your word says, oh, taste and see, and I have tasted it. So now I see.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I say thank you.
Thank you.
You didn't even have to allow me to taste it. You could have given it to someone else, but you gave it to me, mm-hmm, and I'm grateful. A lot of times when we get chastised, when we get beat or rebuked, we don't want to say thank you. But I'm being like King David, and I say thank you, oh God.
Thank you
for doing it, because your word says you only chastise the ones that you love.
Yes.
And so that's just a reflection of your love and not wanting us to harm ourselves, to do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, I say thank you. I honor you, and I pray that as you speak this word through my lips, oh God, that everyone is going to get something out of it. They're going to be encouraged. They're going to be lifted up, and you and only you will get the glory. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. Have your way right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I was sitting here earlier, and I was looking at, I was going through my notes where God was going to lead me, and I picked something up that was talking about what God requires of men, godly men, Christian men. And I said, ooh, look at this. You know, got all happy, ooh. And so I passed it over to Pastor Stephen. I said, look at this, you know. And he read it. And I, you know, I'm thinking, I'm looking at all the scripture that was on there. And I said, ooh, ooh, look at this, you know. If you're a woman, you truly understand what I'm saying. Because when you see something like that, you just assume that God is getting ready to chastise the men. He's getting ready to let the men know what he's looking for in a godly man. And so you go, oh, here we go, God get ready to take off. And so I looked at it again, and I was looking at all the scriptures, and I'm waiting, because usually when I'm getting something fed in my spirit, I'll read it over, and God will start, the Holy Ghost will start feeding that thing right into my spirit. And I'm like, whoa. So I looked at it, then I saw the scripture, and I said, oh, that's where he wanted me to go, because I kept feeling it. And so when I went there, I was looking at it, I said, oh, this is what he want to talk about. This is awesome.
Mm.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
See, that's why you got to be filled with the Spirit of God, because the Holy Ghost had me to stop. First of all, I got to give honor where honor is due. So I thank you for that, Holy Ghost. I got to give respect to the visionary of the line, Apostle Audrey Williams, his lovely bride, Lady Nadine, the host, Evangelist Hilda, and she's also the assistant pastor for them. So we thank God for the leaders that God has put in our path to get us in the direction he wants us to go in. Thank God for Apostle Mother Wiggins, Sister Barbara, Dr. Verling Turner, Prophetess Washington, all of them that have come through here. Some have gone on home, gone on to do works in other parts of the vineyard. But the faithful few is still hanging on. And when I say faithful, I'm talking 8 years or more. And for them, that's when God says, you got to give honor where honor is due, that they stood in there. They hung in there that long.
Yes.
Through the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferences. Mm-hmm. They stood in there. And so, you know, we thank God for the original team, you know, Apostle Mother Wiggins, one of the original, Sister Barbara, Evangelist Hilda. Come on now, these were some of the originals. Apostle Jackson, these were the originals, Pastor Stephen DuBose, Dr. Verling Turner. And when we started out, we was all over the place. Everybody knows we was all over the place.
Yes.
We was trying to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know each other's identity and what makes you tick and what makes you not tick. So it was a long haul trying to get to know one another and understand why God has brought us all together and what he was going to be requiring of us to do that none of us felt we were able to do. So it's been a long haul, and we bless God because he has matured us, he has taught us, he has equipped us, he has gotten us ready for such a time as this. And for that, we say thank you. And to everybody out there that's listening under the sound of my voice, God bless you, and thank you for joining in, whether you're on the phone or on the internet, however you can hear the sound of my voice. Thank you. We don't take it lightly that you have given your heart to hear what thus says the Lord through us on Pray One for Another on Block Talk Radio. So God bless all of you. And we pray and believe that you are certainly getting whatever you think you may need, or even when you don't think you need anything.
Amen.
We know that as God continues to speak through us, everybody is able to get something out of it. And for that, we say thank you to God. So we pray that you will hear what you need to hear on tonight and do what you need to do. How about that? God bless all of you under the sound of my voice tonight. Here we go. And I have to show y'all later on how God got me. We are coming from 1 Samuel chapter 13. Verses 12 through 14.
Amen.
Okay, amen. 1 Samuel 13, verses 12 through 14. Verse 12 says, I thought, now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favor. So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13 says, you have done a foolish thing. This is what Samuel was saying to King Saul. You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time or for forever. Verse 14 says, but now your kingdom must end, for the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him ruler over his people to be the leader of his people, because you have not kept the Lord's command. Oh, my goodness, this is good stuff. Amen.
Yes.
May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness. Glory to God. Here we go. The title of this message is What God Requires. The title of this message is What God Requires. You're going to hear a lot of stuff tonight because it's what God requires. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise.
We know that Saul was out there getting ready for battle, but before they could ever go into battle, they had to wait for God. Ooh, they had to wait for God's guidance, God's direction. But it didn't come to through them, it came through God's prophet. And at that time, God's prophet would have been Samuel.
Yes.
So Samuel was supposed to return. Y'all know the story. He was supposed to return in 7 days
mm-hmm.
and make the sacrifice, the burnt offering to the
yes.
Lord for guidance. That was God's command to Saul. Wait for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, my goodness, glory to God. Until
right.
Samuel returns to make the burnt offering
mm-hmm.
so that you guys will have guidance, direction of what I want you to do. Well, after the 7 days was up, Saul decided, okay, Samuel ain't nowhere to be found. I don't even know what's going on with him. He hasn't contacted me. I'm just going to do what I need to do. I'm the king. Because he says, I thought, oh, my goodness, glory to God. I didn't hear this before, but now he's saying, I thought. That's why God's word tells us, cast down every thought that so easily besets us. It didn't matter what you thought at that time, because
right.
God had already instructed you what
yes.
to do. You didn't even need to think.
Amen.
He said, I thought, and look how he put it there all nicely. I thought since the Philistines was getting ready to come up against us
uh-huh.
and I hadn't sought the Lord's favor yet, or I hadn't gotten guidance from God. I didn't get any instructions. And then here they are getting ready to take us out. I felt compelled
oh,
to
really?
Offer the burnt offering myself. Anybody that knows the word of God knows that God has appointed servants to do
yes.
certain things. He has
yes.
the priest to do something. He has the prophets to do something. He has everybody in position to
mm-hmm.
carry out a piece of that mission so that it's successful.
Yes.
So Saul decided, I'm off up the burn off of myself. Ain't no need waiting no longer. I can't be waiting on Samuel. I don't know where Samuel at. I'm sorry. Forget about Samuel. Forget about the Philistines.
Come on.
What about your God?
Mm-hmm.
While you sitting there trying to show the people you know how to be the king, you don't need no one to come and do this with you. You the king. You want to show the people.
Yeah.
You forgot
mm-hmm.
to submit to the king.
That's right.
Okay. You didn't obey the king.
Yeah.
You were a king, but you are not the king.
Mm-hmm.
So as a king, you felt like, I'm just going to do what I need to do, get this over and done with, because here they come, and I need to be ready, and I'm going to go to God and do this for myself. Well, you said you had not sought God's favor or God's guidance when you were getting ready to do, when you saw the Philistines coming up against you. Well, when it came to the burnt offering, if you knew that with the Philistines getting ready to march against you, that you had to seek God's faith for
yes.
guidance or favor, get
mm-hmm.
the go-ahead, and you hadn't gotten that yet, why didn't you seek God's favor whether or not you should be the one to offer the burnt offering?
That's right.
Come on now. One doesn't supersede the other, because the one that you overrode came from God himself.
Mm.
So you had intentions in your mind, since you thought, if you had intentions in your mind to do what you did, why didn't you ask God first? Should I just go ahead and offer the burnt offering myself? Or should I continue to wait?
Wait.
Because you would have gotten guidance.
Amen.
And even if he would have let you do it,
mm-hmm.
you would have been doing it in obedience to his voice, because you sought his guidance, and he would have said, no, don't do it. Or he said, you know what? Things taking a little long. Yeah, go ahead and do it. Either way, you would have obeyed.
Yes.
But you didn't obey, Saul. You did what you wanted
yes.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so the title of God's message tonight is What God Requires. And I told you guys, I'm going to tell you how he had me, look, I almost didn't have no bread to serve you guys because I almost ate the whole loaf. Why? Because I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my God, he brought this bread for me. And the Holy Ghost stopped me from eating it. He said, yeah, but you're not the only one. So don't eat the whole loaf, Kathy. So I stopped midway. I tearing that bread up. I said, oh, my goodness, look what God has done. So while, like I told you in the beginning, while I was looking at what God requires of a godly man, mm-hmm. and I go, look at these scriptures. And it says, man, after God's own heart. And I'm thinking God's going to show what a man's supposed to do to be after God's own heart. And I'm just eating it up. And as I'm eating it, the Holy Ghost is revealing, just like King David, okay, when Nathan ran up King David, and he said, what would you do to a man that took what another man really didn't have and make it his own, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. When he had more than enough for himself, but he went after the one thing the man did possess, and he went to make that his own. What would you do to King David? Said, kill him. Kill him.
Yes, he did.
Yes, kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophet Nathan said, well, you would be that man.
Exactly.
Because you took the one thing he did have. He didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. And you had it all. And then some.
Absolutely.
And you went after him. So what King David was hearing the prophet say, he would say, oh, yeah, kill him, kill him. That was me a minute ago because I was looking at God saying what he requires of a godly man. And I said, oh, he can really talk to the men of God and get them to understand what God wants from the men of God.
Mm.
And I was so focused on he went after the one that was after God's own heart. And I was so focused on that. And I told you, I got to eating the bread. And I almost ate the whole loaf because I realized, wait a minute, you this is a curveball because you talking to me. I thought you were talking to them. Just like King David. Lord knows I'm talking to somebody else. And it was a curveball because what you would do to him is what you're saying needs to be done to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there going, I'm eating the bread. And there used to be a restaurant called Ryan's, and Ryan's always had this butter bread, and it was so delicious. And I'm eating, oh, this is good. And then all of a sudden, I get to that sourdough part. And even though it's sourdough, it's still good, but it was sourdough. And I look, and God says, I need you to know what I require of everyone. That includes you, Kathy. And I'm going, what are you talking about? I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm trying to hear the voice of the Lord. Well, Saul thought he was doing what he was supposed to be doing, right?
Yep.
He thought he was getting ready to get kudos from God for taking matter into his own hands. Well, that's what I did. I took matters into my own hands, and I heard God saying, be still, be still, be still. And I just, hey, my lips, you know. And here's the thing. This is the part that got me. God took matters into his own hands. God told him to be still.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for Samuel to get back. To make that burnt offering.
But he didn't.
He didn't wait, and neither did Kathy. He said, just wait. Be still. Be still. When God said, be still, I'm trying to tell you, when I testify, it's going to blow somebody up. And he said, be still, be still. And Saul didn't be still. He went ahead and did what God had instructed him to let Samuel do.
Yep.
in God's eyes, there was a reason that he chose Samuel to be the one. And even though you go, well, if Samuel could do it, I can do it. I'm just like Samuel. No, you're not. Because Samuel knew how to be obedient. So
yes.
You're not like Samuel. Because Samuel would have obeyed, whether it took him 7 days or 70 days, he wouldn't have made a move because God told him who was to do it. And when Saul did it, my goodness, glory to God, Samuel came back and said, what have you done?
Oh,
and here's the thing. He sat there and justified why he thought he needed to do it.
Wow.
And Samuel looked at him and said, you are foolish. This is a foolish thing you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because on top of you're doing it,
mm-hmm.
you're sitting here trying to justify to me why mm-hmm. you did it.
Yep.
When really you shouldn't be trying to justify disobeying God. You should be going to God and repenting. Samuel said, what have you done? He said, oh, well, I thought since they were getting ready to rise up against us and you wasn't back yet, I need to go ahead and take matters into my own hands.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason God says wait. Because when God says wait, it's because, number one, he already knows what's ahead, lying
yep.
ahead for you.
Amen.
Okay? And number two, his timing is always perfect, whether you wait or not wait. Sometimes mm-hmm. he has you to wait, sometimes he doesn't.
That's right.
Sometimes he does it this way, sometimes he does it another way.
Amen.
But the thing was, however he commands you,
mm-hmm.
you are to do what? Just obey.
That's
whether
right.
he says, wait until
mm-hmm.
I tell you when to go, or just go ahead. Yeah, it's safe now. Go now. It's still his command. And if you listen to his command, you've obeyed him.
Mm-hmm.
But because Saul did not obey, Samuel says, oh, my goodness. If you would have obeyed the Lord's command, he would have given the kingdom over to you. Would have ruled over Israel
yes,
for the
right.
rest of your day.
Amen. Yep.
So in other words, if you would have obeyed God's command, you would have seen the blessings of the Lord on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't. And so now God got to scoot you out the way and bring somebody else in to take your place.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's after his own heart.
Yes.
The very core of a human being's being. Not God's heart, because he don't have a heart. He's a spirit.
Amen.
But God used heart as an analogy because he needed to let us know the very core of our being, the heart.
Yes.
I need someone to be after the very core of my being. King David. I don't need him to be perfect. Because none of y'all perfect.
That's
I
right.
just need him to obey
mm-hmm.
the voice of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I need him to repent.
Mm-hmm.
I need him to worship. I need him to do all the things that I ask him to do.
Amen.
And when people look at King David and say, how is he a man after God's own heart? Because he knew how to repent. He knew how to obey. He knew
yes.
how to worship. He
yes.
knew how to do everything God requires of us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of the main things is David kept getting his little happy butt in trouble.
Yep.
But he knew
That's
how to repent.
Mm-hmm.
He knew how to come before God and ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
And do what it took in his mind to get it right. Or ask God, what would it require for him to get back in right standing with him?
That's right.
And that's why God said he was a man after his own heart. Okay? He knew how to take correction. And the correction meant, here's the thing. I think this is the part that we may have missed. Correction is not only taking the reading or the rebuke or the reproach that God has brought on you, but it's still going before God.
Yes.
And acknowledging that you have done wrong. Acknowledging you want to get back in right standing. Acknowledging, God, I repent.
Mm-hmm.
See, most of the time we hear that David knows how to take correction. Part of taking that correction is you owning up to what you've done wrong.
Amen.
And then asking God to get you back in right standing. Because guess what? If you read the commentary, Saul never owned up to what he did wrong. The only thing he did was try to justify it.
Mm-hmm.
He never said, wait a minute, Samuel. Wait a minute. Okay, I did this. And I thought, you know what, Samuel? I need to go before the Lord because I did something he did not ask me to do. I did this on my own accord. That's what King David always did. He said, Lord, it is against you that I have committed this sin.
Right. That's right.
And you said, how did you sin against God? Because I didn't obey your voice.
Amen. That's right. He did not.
That's how. And that's why God said he was a man after his own, because he knew how to come and say, you know what? I sinned against you because I didn't obey. I did my own thing.
Yeah.
And I told you on the beginning as I was eating that bread, and I kept eating it because it was so good. And then when I got to the sourdough was the message being redirected to me. And I said, just say no. About what God requires of men, and the Holy Ghost said, yes, it is, but it's what he requires of all men, men and women.
That's right.
And I went, you got me. I got you, because I need you to shake it off now, and I need you to get up and do what I've sent you to do. I don't need you to wallow in that nay another day.
Mm-mm.
Because all those beatings you're giving yourself, okay, yeah, sure. That ain't even me beating you up. That's you beating yourself up.
That's right.
Here's the thing. If God says, be still. Be still, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Long before I knew I had to be still. Be still, Kathy. Don't do nothing. Be still. And everywhere I went, I was like, what's wrong with being still? You know? And the beast still was following me all around. And if my mouth wasn't hurting me so bad right now, I'd be screaming in tears. Because I heard the beast still, heard the beast still. And I even told the warriors, the intercessors, I said, most of the time, y'all know me. Anytime God tells me to do something, that's what I do. And in my heart of hearts, if I know God told me to do it, I'm going to do it. I said, somehow, I don't get the whole be still thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that I'm not doing what God would want me to do right now. That's what I told him. And even though when I tell you from the time I tried to make the move, everything was shaking up under me. Everything was going haywire and just going bazooki. And I just kept on going. I said, oh, the devil trying to keep me from. And then it shook a little harder. And it wasn't the devil at all.
Nope, it was you.
Yeah, because Saul said, this is why I did it. I thought. And while he was sitting there making justification of something that he was supposed to be asking for forgiveness for, he was justifying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was justifying because I said, my mouth, my lips, everything is just, it's just killing each other. I got to do this. And even the day that I pulled out of her VCL. And guess how I got restored? Because I realized, wait a minute, when I seen that bottom fall from under me, and I thought, oh, my God. Because, see, I'm one of those people. Within 2 seconds, I know whether or not God is with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that he was not with me. And you know what? Last night, I was on my phone, and I was looking at Shirley Caesar. And I was looking at her because I said, let me hear her preach, because I don't never hear her preach. All I hear do is singing.
Mm-hmm.
So I started listening to her preach, and she went right into the singing. And I went, I knew it. I knew who was going to preach. She just started singing.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I could turn my phone off from wasting my battery, because I knew she was going to start singing.
Yeah.
And she started singing. But before I could turn the phone off, it went right into another preacher.
Oh.
And I was getting ready to cut him off. And I said, what did he say? He said, when you're supposed to be still. And I went, oh, God, wow. He is getting ready to say what I need to hear.
Yes.
And so I said, oh, God. So I listened to the whole thing. And he said, you're supposed to have been still, and you weren't. But it doesn't mean that God isn't still going to send you into your destination, you know. He said it just meant you were supposed to wait for his guidance.
Right.
And I went, okay. He said, so shake it off. Shake it off. You done messed up. He said, now you got to let that go. You got to let that go. You got to come before God and get it right.
Yep.
And I went, I said, oh, now I have been saying sorry, but not in the way that I should have been saying it. And after I heard that, I said, oh, my goodness.
Mm.
So I started smiling because at first I thought, when you disobey God and you do your own thing,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be left out there for a minute.
Oh, yes.
But the preacher said, you'll be left out there because you haven't let it go.
Oh.
God told you to let go of that. Okay, you repented, turned away from that, you're going to do better, let it go. The difference is Saul never repented. He never acknowledged his wrongful doing.
That's right.
Because when I saw what happened to Saul, I said, oh, he took the kingdom away forever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He never did acknowledge his wrong.
Everything.
He never did say, I got ahead of you, God. I didn't wait. Even after the 7 days, I still should have waited for your guidance. I still should have waited to do what you had commanded me to do, and that was to let Samuel, was to let Samuel offer up the burnt offering.
Oh,
and it wasn't because Samuel needed to do it, because God could have had Saul to do it, but I needed to show you whether or not you are worthy of the calling that you sit in. Are you demonstrating patience? Are you demonstrating obedience? Things that a king needs to demonstrate.
That's right.
Because you weren't. That's why I took that king from you and gave it to someone who was worthy of the calling. And I'm telling you, after I heard the message last night, I was jumping and shouting in my spirit. I said, woo, that was good. Woo, that was good. But then when I heard it again today, I went, oh. Oh, Lord. Because that was a different kind of meeting. Last night it was a beating, but it kind of pushed you right into let it go. God's got to still use you. If you got to come clean, acknowledge, and keep it moving. When I heard it today, I heard it a different way, and I went, oh, my goodness. And I'm here to tell you, here's what God requires, because that's the title of his message, God Requires. He requires all of us to obey his voice. And guess what? And when we don't, because he knows there are times we will not, when we don't, he requires us to repent and get it right. Don't justify what you've done. Acknowledge it.
Amen.
God, this sin thing I've done, I sinned against you and only you because I didn't obey your command.
Amen.
And once you do that, you can look around the corner for restoration.
Amen.
But restoration may be right by your side, and you will never see it until you acknowledge you're wrong.
That's right.
The wrong is you disobeyed God's command.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, when I heard it, I said, oh, my goodness, if my lips wasn't burning so bad, I'd be crying and screaming and blowing my nose.
Aww.
But the good news is, after you acknowledge, after you confess with your mouth to God,
mm-hmm.
I did not obey your voice. I did this thing on my own doing.
Yes.
Then you got to let it go so he can restore and redirect you. Now, he's redirecting us because of where we are. We went this way, that way, whatever. And so it looks like a redirect. But it's still a direct with God. It's not a redirect at all. Because if you're talking about an all-knowing God, he already knew you was, he was going to sidestep what he wanted you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he waited for you to come clean so he can put you right back in the right step. He'll make that crooked path straight. Come on now. When you've gone to the left and he intended for you to go to the right, he'll get you back on the right track. When you acknowledge and confess your wrongful doing. I'm telling you, it's nothing, nothing in comparison to disobeying God's command.
Amen.
If you think about this, and I'm going to come in for a close, if you think about the times when your mother or your father told you to do something, you trying to be sneaky, and you did your own thing, and
yes.
Then remember how you felt? You didn't want to go home because you felt so bad, and you didn't want to see that look in their eyes to know, you did not do what I asked you to do. You did
right.
What you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you beat yourself up and you actually got home to see your parent,
mm-hmm.
your parent was doing whatever they wanted to do. They weren't sitting there waiting on you to come through those doors. And then you come through the door, you done beat yourself down till you got there. And you're expecting them to beat you down. And you go in there and you go, hi. And they go, hi. You go, they said, where you been? What you doing? You're like, okay, why are you acting like I did what you told me to do? I didn't do what you told me to do.
Exactly.
And then you look at them and go, oh, I was just whatever. Well, are you going in there to get yourself something to eat? Yeah. Now, here's the thing. You turn around, you get ready to go in there and get yourself something to eat, and you stop and go, wait a minute.
Hmm.
I need to let her know I didn't do what she told me to do. You know, part of that is that fight, because the fight says, no, she must know. She don't care if she all right with it. She's still loaded on you. She ain't mad at all. Go on in there and get yourself something to eat, she said. So you're saying, yeah, just go get yourself something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, because inside of you, you know you've done wrong. You know what that is? Conviction. And when the Holy Ghost convicts you, it's so you'll go get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm getting ready to go get something, and I turn around and I said, no, I'm just going to go acknowledge. And I go back and I said, Mom, I didn't do what you told me to do. I went over here and I didn't, you know, you start crying and you telling them. And now you get back in there, and while you're telling them, you mm-hmm. see a different look on their face.
Mm-hmm.
You go, wait a minute, she was just saying going in there and get something. What's that look on her face now?
Mm-hmm.
And she's got the look on her face like, I know you didn't do it. But I wanted to see if you were going to come back and tell me you didn't
yeah.
do it.
All right.
Or was you going to try to hide that lie? And then I look and go, I didn't do that. I thought I went out there with my friends and I just... And she's looking at you with a serious face now.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you finish telling her, she looks at you and go, okay, go on in there and get yourself something. And you're walking down the hall, but now you still can't go get nothing to eat because she's saying... Okay, that's it? No. You're disappointed in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you are. And you said, I can't even eat with all that on me. And you turn around again and you go back. She looks at you. She said, don't feel good, do it. And it didn't feel good to think that you wouldn't do what I asked you to do. Don't I always give you this? Don't I always do this for y'all? Don't I always? And she, you know, goes on what she always does for us. And I'm looking going, oh, God, I'd rather get the beating. Because I get the beating. It's going to last 2 seconds. I can be on my way. But she goes down the list. And now you're feeling so bad.
Mm.
Because she's done so much for you. Now, that's your natural mother. Think about your Heavenly Father when he gets discouraged because you didn't do what he asked you to do. Be still.
Mm.
You did what you wanted to do.
That's right.
And he's disappointed. And guess what? That guilt you're feeling, that's mm-hmm. not even coming from him.
All right.
That's your own guilt. Because yep. he doesn't condemn us. He forgives us.
Right.
But he waits until we come back and ask for the forgiveness and acknowledge what we've done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, he snuck a homie today with this here. Oh, look what he's a crying a man. He wants to see godly men act like godly men. And I looked down and he said, no, it's what I required of you. Yeah, just like your natural mother, you knew better.
Yeah.
Well, the last thing she says is, I hope you learn from this mistake and don't ever do this again.
All right.
And that's what God is saying, because he's a merciful, forgiving God.
Yeah.
I hope you learn from this
yeah.
and don't do this again. That's where the repentance comes in.
Yes.
You turn away from that thing and don't go down that road again.
That's right.
Next time you wait and you obey God's command. If he mm-hmm. says, be still, be still. He said, walk, walk. He said, talk, talk. He said, be quiet, be quiet. And I'm telling you, when he said, be still, oh, my goodness gracious. And I'm still moving, doing what I want to do. Now my mouth all sewed up. Come on now.
Oh.
I had to repent in such a way. Because truly, that is not my heart. I want to be found pleasing in the sight of the Lord. I don't want to justify anything I've done. I did the first couple of days. Oh, my mouth, my chin, they tore up my nerves. I got nerves down. I got to get out of here. I justified. Now I'm repenting. So I can let it go and move on to what
yeah.
God has for me to do next.
Amen.
Amen. For
Amen.
All of you that are being weighed down because you didn't follow God's command, repent, get it right with God, and then let that thing go.
Amen.
So he can tell you what he wants you to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And do what? Guide you right back on that pathway to righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word that deserves a hand clap. Praise.
Yeah.
Amen. We want to thank each and every one of you for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Pastor Kathy did an excellent job in spite of her pain in her mouth. I know exactly how she feels when my pain is acting up. It's not easy. It's not a good feeling at all. So we're going to have Pastor Kathy come back and give us the benediction.
Amen.
Amen.
That beating that God just gave us,
yes,
that word of advice, that rebuke, when he said, here's what God requires.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting us know, I require you to get it right so you can move on.
Yes.
And for
yes,
all of you out there that's beating yourself up, saying, but I did this and I did that and I did this, God is only requiring you to come and get that thing right, acknowledge your wrong, and let it go.
Yeah.
He cannot move you forward if you're still holding on to all the wrong you've done. Right? And that's why I said, come to him. Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I repent. Repent means you're going to turn away from those
yes,
things you used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? After you confess that you're a sinner, you got to let God know you repent. You got to let him know, I intend to turn away from all of those things that I used to do that was not pleasing in your sight. I want to be a better person in your sight, oh God. I believe that your son Jesus came to give me an opportunity to be able to do just that. He came to pay the price for our sins. And as long as I receive him as my Lord and Savior, then I can come before the throne and ask for forgiveness in his name because he paid the price for us. Yeah, he became that sacrificial lamb so that we could come before the throne and say, Father, forgive me in the name of Jesus. Right? That's our burnt offering for our sins, the sacrificial lamb. And God is saying, I'm not making it hard for you to come into a relationship with me. I've made it easy. I
yeah,
came and allowed my son to be pinned on the cross, but it was all of us on that cross
yeah,
doing it for all of you, all of you. And once you come clean, you confess your sins, you ask for forgiveness, you let me know with your mouth that you believe that my son came and died just so you would have an opportunity come before the throne and get into the family. Get your life right and get into the family. He says, once you do all that, the next thing you need to ask me is lead me to a good household of faith so that I can continue to grow into the knowledge of who you are and the things that you expect of all of us. And then you ask this in the mighty name of your son Jesus, and that's all he's requiring because he wants to bless you. He wants to lead and guide you into a manner that's going to be found pleasing in the sight of the Father, that you may make it into the kingdom. He went to prepare a place for you, and you, and you, and you, and me. What good is he preparing a place for us, cleaning up the rooms and everything, if we're not going to make it there because we're not doing what he's told us to do? All we got to do is ask him to create in you a clean heart, so you could have a change of heart and start doing the things that God is pleased with. Amen. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today. Thank you because not only did you let us know what you require, you showed us how to do that thing. A lot of times we're told what to do, but we're not shown how to do it.
Yes.
We simply have to come clean. We simply have to acknowledge our wrong so you can take it and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. And so we can move on. If we never let it go, we can't move forward. And so we thank you, God, for being so patient with us, being so loving, and forgiving and merciful with us, oh God, even when we don't follow your command. You do not give up on us. You make it possible. You've already made it possible for us to come clean, get clean, and keep it moving. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We love you. We adore you, oh God, for being such a forgiving, merciful, loving, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chance God. Thank you, God, for showing us we can stop beating ourselves up and start take hold of your hand and allow you to guide us in the direction you have for each and every last one of us. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Please continue to watch over us. Continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go. And please, above all else, oh God, all of us, all of us, of our sins, the things that we thought about, the things that we harbored in our hearts, things that we said, things that we've done that was not pleasing in your sight, oh God, please forgive me, oh God, forgive me for the wrong I've done, not listening to your voice, your command that says, be still. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. Forgive us all for whatever our wrong may have been. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Kathy. Take care of yourself. And
amen. God bless you. Love you, guys.
Love you, too. Amen. Praise God. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. and with our sweet hour prayer, and at 7 o'clock I will bring a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. And shalom. We are going to leave out on all belongs to you. Praise God. Chico. Chico. You know you're not supposed to be back here, right? Right, Chico? Where you at?
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for Another.
Say. Okay, we're out. And...